occupational therapist and a certified aging in place specialist. And this is the Home Designs for Life podcast, your resource for aging in place and universal design. For more resources on aging in place, please visit my website, homedesignsforlife.com. There you will find my blog and more valuable information on how you can age in place and create a home for life.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for being with me today. Today's guest, his name is Mike Foti, and he is the owner and president of Innovate Building Solutions. His company has been around since 1977, and he took it over in 1985 at the age of 9. Mike, thank you for being with us.
Oh, sure. Well, thanks for saying I took it over at the age of 9, because I don't want any of your listeners to think I'm old. So that pretty much puts that to rest.
Right. Yeah, because you're only 35.
Yeah, sure. That sounds good. I'm going with it.
So, Mike, tell us about your company. What I do want to tell our listeners is that Mike has been a blogger since 2012. And it has brought him much success. So apart from being a very good, entrepreneur, Mike is also a blogger and really has become friendly with communicating on the internet and has a following of about 200,000 visitors to his website every month, which is really impressive, Mike.
Yes, we're fortunate.
Tell us about the products that you sell and how they can help people age in place.
Absolutely. Probably today, Janet, the number one product line that we sell are bathroom products. And within bathroom products, first and foremost, are grout-free wall panels. And I know that's one thing we're certainly going to address today. Also, different types of shower pans and wet room systems, which those certainly in an age-in-place environment can be very important. And then, things like glass shower doors, glass block walls, niches, accessories, fold-down seats, etc. So a lot of products deal with dealing with bathrooms. And then we do have a part of our business that does glass blocks, and a part regionally where we actually do custom home organization systems like pantries, entryways, garages, et cetera. But we have a couple of things going on, you might say.
Yeah, you do. So can you explain to our audience what waterproof laminate panels are and how they're used to age in place, since they're fairly new in the United States? I know you've told me that they've been around for about 40 years in Europe, but
yes,
fairly new here. So tell us about this product that you say is just going to transform bathrooms.
Sure. Yeah, this product is manufactured by a company called Fibo Systems. And Fibo is a Norwegian company. So what we do today, we buy containers of these shower systems, bathroom wall panel systems, usually about 200, let's say about 200 showers at a time. We bring those, import those over from Norway. And the product itself, what it is, it's a high-pressure laminate over a marine-grade plywood with a vapor backing. So what's interesting about the product, it's 3/8 inch thick. The panels, Janet, are about 2 foot wide by about 8 foot tall. The exact size is 23.6 inches by 94.4. And these panels click and lock together. So if you think of laminate flooring, laminate flooring, or vinyl plank, luxury vinyl plank flooring today, you see a lot of bathrooms using these waterproof type of flooring systems. Well, this is a waterproof wall panel system that also uses the same concept, except the panels are bigger. And when the panels interlock together, there's a sealant that goes between the panels. And when you click and lock the panels, the sealant goes in between them, and then when you click and lock them, some of the sealant oozes out, and there's a spray that you spray it with, a little rubber tool, and wipes to clean it off. And our company actually wholesales these systems across the United States. And the kit that you get with them has all the things you need in it, not just the panels, but that sealant and the trim profiles and everything that you're going to require to do an installation, whether it's a DIYer or a professional contractor installer.
Okay. So are you saying that these panels are similar to the laminate floors that we've been used to for the last 10 years?
There are definite similarities. Yes. FIBO was actually in the laminate flooring business. And 41 years ago, there was a person at that company that said, hey, why don't we take the technology for a horizontal floor and let's see if we can come up with a vertical wall panel system that's waterproof. So yes, very similar. And what's also nice about these panels is they come in an unbelievable array of options. So there is, we at our company inventories 29 different patterns that can be combined together, even on the same installation. Probably not all 29. That might be a little, that might look a little crazy, but you can combine different patterns on the same installation as well. FIBO, our manufacturing partner, actually makes 700 different combinations. And so even if somebody wants something very different than what we inventory, for instance, I had somebody order a pale pink this week, which is not something I think we'll ever inventory, but hey, if they wanted it, we'll bring it in. So there's really quite a lot of options.
Okay. And how do these wall panels improve safety for someone who wants to age in place?
Sure. You know, I guess when you look at aging in place, I mean, there's a lot of factors that you want, you know, out of your bathroom. Obviously, one factor from a safety standpoint is really cleaning grouted walls. That is not a fun task. Nobody really wants to have that task. And you can get mold inside of those grout joints, which obviously environmentally and health-wise can, you know, is not a mold is not a great, great thing. So these wall panels are not only 3/8 inch thick and not only don't have any grout, but they're also installed onto a backer board system. So behind the wall panels and what the wall panels are attached to is really a version of plywood. People in the industry might call it OSB, which stands for oriented strand board. Most people don't know what that stands for, but what's nice about having the OSB behind the 3/8 inch panel is when that panel is mechanically fastened together, you've got a really strong surface to install things like grab bars or fold down seats. So, you know, these wall panels are not only aesthetically very stylish and very realistic, but you can put important components in there, whether it be a grab shelf, recess niche, grab bar, fold down seat. You know, really, you can mount pretty much anything onto them, which is obviously advantageous because, you know, as we're aging in place, you don't know necessarily when you're going to need those things. So we've had people that put up the wall panels and the backer board, and maybe they're at a spot where they're saying, well, I really don't want to add the grab bars today, and which is fine. That could be something that could be added down the road without any, you know, really any great modification that's needed.
So let me make sure I understand you. So you're saying that the backer board, it goes behind the wall panel, and the backer board is similar to what we would call blocking?
Yes, exactly. It's a wood-based product, right? And OSB or plywood can be used behind the panels, usually half-inch thick OSB or plywood behind the panel. So not only, Janet, do you have the 3/8 inch thick laminate wall panel, but then you've got the half inch thickness of the OSB or plywood behind the wall panel. So you've got really a nice steady surface for that. You know, some people have even put blocking or wood studs behind that. You don't need to, but some people have even gone to that level as well.
So I really like this because it frees you from having to find the stud, right? Because you just have a panel, the plywood behind the wall panel.
Sure.
So basically you can put anything you want up anywhere.
Correct.
In that shower or bathroom.
Yeah. If you use full sheets.
Oh, wow, that's fabulous.
Behind it, exactly.
Yeah, that's a great aging in place feature. So many of our listeners, they worry about potential falls and injuries in the bathroom and in the kitchen. How can these waterproof laminate panels in these high-risk areas help to decrease the risk for falls?
Sure. You know, the panels in and of themselves are a wall panel surface. So to me, the key with the wall panel surface, especially to protect falls, is really to have accessories that are put onto those surfaces. So, you know, getting a grab bar or grab shelf is obviously multiple ones of them, maybe one outside the bath shower area or inside, are really going to be essential to that. So the wall panels in of themselves wouldn't make it safer if you didn't have anything to grab onto, right? You know, you still are going to want to have that grab bar. But what the panels do is provide really a solid surface, because, you know, in some cases you're dealing with, you know, people may have a fiberglass insert that may or may not even have anything behind it. Sometimes I've seen even where there's no insulation behind that, you know, that one piece around. So, you know, this is going to give them really the grab bar is really a strong support system behind the wall.
Yeah, that's my biggest pet peeve with the fiberglass insert, is that it's terrible when you have to attach a grab bar. You can't do it. And then it also subtracts so much space from your shower area.
Right,
like
exactly.
Even up to 5 inches.
Right, yeah. Right. A lot of those preformed units, and some of them, well-meaning as they are, will have, you know, seats in them. But sometimes the seats are taking up so much room, it's really very difficult literally to get into the space. And like you said, you can take if it was a 4-foot by 3-foot shower and you have a couple of these bench seats, I mean, you barely have any room to stand up. So these wall panels, you know, can provide you with more room in the shower. And that, you know, I like in general a fold down seat, because then for the person who needs that seat, put it down. And for a person that doesn't, fold that seat back up, and you've got, you know, basically all the room that, you know, the shower was intended to have originally.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And another issue with those built-in seats is that usually they're too low anyway. And so people, if they can use them to sit down, but it's very hard to get up from that surface. And now you add the fact that there isn't a grab bar there either, then it makes it even harder.
Sure. Absolutely. No, it makes sense.
So how customizable are these waterproof laminate panels? Do they come in different styles or designs? I heard you say like 26 different designs.
Right. So we are in the inventory business very much. So we got a lot of inventory in our warehouse. As a matter of fact, one of my younger coworkers one time was talking about Bitcoin. And I pointed to the warehouse and I said, "Now that's my Bitcoin. Look out in the warehouse. That's my Bitcoin." But anyway, as far as patterns and styles go, we inventory 29 different patterns. And what's really neat about this, Janet, you know, obviously with age in place, sometimes it's good to contrast colors, right? In the same installation. So people can do different things with it. You know, in a shower, you could have one wall panel on the, let's say, the 60-inch back wall, and maybe a different panels on the sidewall. Or you could take use the panels in one, let's say, lighter color, and maybe you do a contrasting darker stone shower pan or low profile shower pan to go with it. So this way you've got that, you know, contrasting color scheme that helps people to better, you know, better see where they're at. So yes, the in addition to the 29 we stock, as I'd mentioned, there's 700, believe it or not, options available in the line. And what's really
700?
700. Yes. Now, we will never stock 700. I will tell you that. That's never going to happen. But we're always looking. What's really neat about this product, which is different than, let's say, systems like cultured marble or acrylic, you'll see acrylic or fiberglass, is all of those are molded products, meaning there's some material that's put in a mold and then it's pressed into that shape. With this product, the patterns are basically put in. If let's say where I was doing making a white tile look with a gray joint, what would happen is gray layers of laminate would go over the marine grade plywood, which is the material underneath, and then white would go over it. And then a CNC is programmed to basically cut out a little bit of the white at the top to create the quote unquote grout joint you see. So you'll feel an indentation, let's say in that white looking tile, where the gray will be lower, but it was cut in by the CNC. So what's neat about this is that, unlike a mold, a company that manufactures in a mold, they really need large volume to be able to make a mold. With a system like this, we're much more capable of shifting with the trends. And so now we have patterns like we have a black hexagon, which is hot today. We have a 45-degree herringbone. These are patterns that would be very expensive to lay with tile and obviously very time-consuming mm-hmm. to maintain. But you can get a cost-effective wall panel system that's sturdy at a much better price, and it's simple to install, because installing like a 45-degree herringbone with tile is a ton of cutting. And obviously, you know, as a homeowner, or even if you're, you know, an owner of a, you know, nursing home or assisted living facility, somebody's got to pay for the craftsperson's time out there at the site. So these panels give a more, not only more cost-effective install, but you can do some really fun patterns that may be out of the price range in a traditional tile situation because of the labor cost.
Yeah, I have experience with that because I love the herringbone pattern. And so I've requested it before and been priced out of it because of all the materials and the labor involved. So are you saying that you can have a panel and choose this style and mm-hmm. basically the cost is the same?
Correct. If you're in our line, 85% of our panels are exact same price. So a 45-degree herringbone white pattern that we stock, or a black hexagon, is the same as we have a pattern called crack cement, which is our number one seller, or a white high gloss 2412 look. So all of those are the exact same cost. So Janet, you could have had your cool herringbone,
yeah, okay,
in your space, very likely. And if it isn't already done, it's not too late. So, but
yeah,
yes.
Well, I am going to have to replace my shower surround, which right now it's marble, and I didn't put it in. When I bought the house, it was already there.
Sure.
And I love marble, but I don't want genuine marble. I want the faux marble because of the maintenance. I can't clean it with regular Clorox mm-hmm. Because otherwise it etches. So
Right. Yeah,
I
with
may
this
put
line,
it in the
we
future.
Even have patterns. We have marble patterns too. Like we have a white marble, Bianco marble, silver gray marble. So there are marble, let's call it marble designs as well.
And then if I also read in one of your articles that you cannot have a horizontal pattern, but you can have a vertical pattern.
The panels are a good question. The panels are interlocked, Janet, vertically. So we can do, like, if somebody said, oh, I want a decorative accent, right? Mm-hmm. So if they said we can do a decorative accent vertically, we have a 12-inch decorative accent panel that can go interlocked in these panels anywhere really in the wall. But to do a horizontal, because this system is installed vertically, mm-hmm. we can't do a horizontal trim accent with this product. So that would be, let's say, a drawback to where it would not be a fit, if you will, but vertical
okay.
would.
So how durable are these panels, considering that they're constantly, depending on where you apply them, but if they're in the kitchen, in the bathroom, mm-hmm. they're exposed to water and humidity. So how durable are they?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, the great news is in residential applications, it has a lifetime warranty, and in commercial, it has a 25-year warranty. So even if somebody was looking at an assisted living facility or, you know, nursing home or something like that, you're going to get a 25-year warranty. The material is probably going to be there longer. You know, you're probably going to need to renovate that space to keep up with the times before, you know, the material would go out of style. But the lifetime warranty You know, when you look at warranties, you know, the key question in many cases is, you know, how many claims do you have, right? And do you have problems with the product? So I think that's the number one thing. That the thing that to me has been phenomenal is we took this line on in 2018. Within 4 years, it's become our largest product. But even beyond that, we have had zero warranty claims. So, you know, we have had no product installed where, you know, a few years later said, oh, we had this problem, we got to pull it out. That has not been the case. Now, have we had a, you know, a couple of panels maybe that have needed to be replaced in shipment? Sure, we've had things like that. But from a standpoint of a product failure in a shower, not a one. So it's really been very good. And it's you know, it's a proven system. If you were in Europe or Asia, this is where you'd see a lot of laminate panels. Here, more people know about things like, you know, bath in a day acrylic systems. And so this type of product, to me, gives you a much nicer look at a pretty affordable price point. And it's a proven product. It's, even though it might be newer to people in the United States, it's been sold for 41 years. So it's not something where somebody said, oh, wow, you know, is this, you know, is this brand new and is it going to hold up? It is not a brand new product and it will hold up.
So why has it taken so long for it to reach the United States?
Sure. You know, FIBO decided, our manufacturing partner, to enter the market in 2018. I saw their product line at the big event of for our industry is the International Builder Show and Kitchen and Bath Show. So it really has been them launching the product in this country. They tripled their manufacturing capacity in 2017. And they're, you know, the United States market is a big market, right? It's, you know, usually, you know, the world's biggest market. And so part of their reason to triple that capacity was to really grow the exports of the product. So we fortunately saw that product. And when I saw it and I looked at it at the show for the first time, I looked at the stuff and I looked at it and said, you know, that looks cool. And the second thing, Janet, that came to my mind, my wife's name is Rose. I thought Rose would let me put that in my house. That was literally the thought that went through my mind because, you know, years ago we did represent acrylic and there's nothing wrong with acrylic. You know, properly installed acrylic panels will hold up. But from an aesthetic standpoint, you know, it's a molded piece of plastic. And we were just like, you know, we just didn't want something that looked like that in our house. And so to me, you know, it's not only three times thicker than a product like acrylic, but I think from the standpoint of it looking realistic, when you take these panels, if you ever have an opportunity to come to our showroom and see a lot of these things, people will look at projects and they'll think it's the real thing. We literally had a contractor come through one of our installations in our local, one of our local Ohio markets. And our guys had just finished the wall. And this guy was running past our crew. And he said, he goes, Hey dude, nice tile job. That's what he told our guys. Nice tile job. And so it's to me, that's really, you know, with wall panels, you want stuff that, you know, obviously is safe and will hold up, but you know, you want stuff that looks good. I mean, if you think of the age in place market, you know, years ago, everything looked like a hospital room, you know, and I think for all of us, you know, there's no reason to not have style and enjoy. And instead of saying, oh, look at my, you know, age in place bathroom, you know, you show somebody, obviously a beautifully done age in place bathroom can look ultra cool. You know, and I've been to hotels where they've designed them all to be age in place. And most people don't even realize that they did that because they made everything, you know, not only functional, but fashionable. So
I,
you know,
agree
I think
with you. When it's when
really
it's done
a good
well.
Opportunity to, you know, why have something, you know, why not have a place you're proud of and excited to use the bathroom, even if maybe mobility is not what you wish it were.
What about the sustainability of the product? How sustainable is it?
Yeah, the product is made really. Fibo makes it from it's sort of an industrial grade. The marine grade plywood is an industrial grade marine grade plywood. The fact that the material has the warranty that it has really makes it very much a sustainable product, because it's not something, you know, it's not like a, I don't know, FRP fiberglass reinforced plastic panel you're going to pick up for $40 at a Lowe's or Home Depot. You know, this is a material that is built to last, and the warranty, you know, certainly backs that up. So it is a good material from a sustainability standpoint.
Mm-hmm. And can it be recycled?
The material can be recycled. It is possible to recycle it, yes. I don't know how many people will, because it'd probably be years from now, but it is possible, yes.
Right. Well, so what about the installation process and cost? I know you've mentioned that people can make it a DIY project, or you can hire someone. So if you can just give us an idea of, if I wanted to put it in my bathroom, for example, what would be the general cost? And I would want to hire someone.
Okay. Well, the first is, because, you know, you need that white herringbone, we can be there next week just to let you know to go do that bathroom for
you. Okay, great. Okay. I want the marble look too.
But anyway, we'll talk it. Let's talk both DIY and professional install. So let's say the most common bathroom area or tub might be 60 inches wide by 30, 32, 36 inches deep. And so in a lot of age in place projects, you know, you're removing the tub, so you don't have to step over the 14, 18 inch high tub deck, which is obviously very dangerous. And you're putting in a shower pan. So most installations would include a new shower pan, the wall panels to cover the three walls. Most contractors are going to recommend to replace the shower valve, because a lot of times they may have anti-scald features and things that, you know, or it's just old, right? The valve is just old. And then in many cases, not all, you may or may not have a door, depending on, you know, whether you want somebody, you know, there's a need for a caregiver or somebody's using it independently. So if we look at first, let's say just the wall panels, let's say somebody's DIYing it and only wanted to buy the panels. In that case, normally you would be using either what we call a 6 or 7 panel kit. And you're going to be looking at a little bit more than $2,000 for the materials usually delivered to most places in the country. Now, to do a complete installation, you know, if you're pulling a tub out, you're going to need a pan, you're going to need a valve, you may or may not need a door. I would tell you the price for, let's call it bath to shower conversions, removing old, putting all that stuff in. I would say the market range, and this is going to be broad, but people will find this range to be true. It could be anywhere from, let's say, probably on the low end, 7,000 up to 17,000. And, you know, why will that price range so much? Well, it could range depending on what materials people are using. Another big factor, and most people don't realize this, but in the marketing of consumer bath to shower conversions, there's a lot of companies that spend a lot of money on marketing. And many of the big companies, you might find it that $17,000, maybe as high as $20,000 to do a bath to shower conversion. And they might have in that price 20 to 25% for the sales rep and marketing, believe it or not, of that price. So people don't realize sometimes a lot of the cost is tied into marketing. And that's why sometimes either do it yourself or buy it yourself can be good. But if you can't do that, or that's really not practical for you, there are contractors and there's associations that have what might be either called accessible remodelers or age-in-place contractors, people who specifically focus in on the age-in-place market. So they not only know about wall panel systems like we're talking about today, but as important, maybe even more important, they'll know about shower pans. You know, would a ramped pan be best? Would a one-level wet room system be best? Would a low-profile stone pan be best? So all of those options. So coming back to your question, from an installed standpoint, if you said $7,000 to $17,000, and that's complete, not just these wall panels, new pan, new valve, taking out old, everything. I think that's probably a fair installed estimate. Now, if you're doing it yourself, you could certainly do it a lot less expensive, although I would still recommend, if somebody is doing it themselves and if they're not a plumber, I would absolutely recommend to have the plumbing done by a licensed professional plumber, because that obviously, you know, that can be catastrophic if you don't do your plumbing correctly.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. So let's talk about shower floors. You mentioned it briefly. What are some smart options for aging in place when it comes to floor pans?
Sure, sure. Probably the number one, you know, if you look at falls in a home, I've heard statistically that bathrooms are the number one place people fall, and it really makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's wet and it's slippery, and and you're having to climb over, a tub deck can be anywhere from 14 to 18 to 21 inches high, a standard alcove tub deck. And if you take a person whose mobility is not what it was, you know, that's an accident, you know, kind of waiting to happen. And of course, when you get into the tub, you know, it may be very sloped inside of it, pitched. So you don't have the full use of the tub because it's slanted on the sides, you know, theoretically for comfort, but sometimes not great for a shower. So shower pans are definitely the way to go. And then, but even within pans, a standard shower pan might have a curb or a threshold that's 4 to 5 inches high. And as you know, Janet, if somebody has a walker or certainly a wheelchair, that's pretty much a no-go. That's not going to be a workable situation. So in a situation where somebody says, hey, I either want to age in place, I don't necessarily need it to be a ramped entry today, what I would recommend looking at is a low-profile curb. What that means is that the amount you step up can range anywhere from about an inch to about 3 inches. Companies will market low profile at 2¾, 2 inches, you know, 1 16. I know we've got a line that we offer that's a stone pan we bring in actually from Spain. It's 1 1/6. And what's really cool is it's a solid pour. So this pan, it's 60 by 32. Let's say we take this tub to shower conversion example, weighs 125 pounds. But what's even more impressive, it's got 2 tons of weight capacity. So even if somebody said, we're trying to devise this shower for a family member, you know, who really has a weight challenge, right, that they're trying to work with, this pan, they are going to feel absolutely no deflection. They're not going to get on that pan and it's not going to squeak and it's not going to crack. So you want to look first at what the curb height is. Now, if you have a situation where you need it to be, let's say, roll in, you know, where you don't want to have any curb to go over at all, you can then either go with a ramped pan or a beveled edge pan or ramped pan, that might be called, or something called a one-level wet room system. You'll see a lot of wet rooms in Europe and Asia, or some people would say a one-level bathroom. So in those systems, what happens is the subfloor, if it's a, let's say it's a home with wood joists, the wood subfloor is cut out and this thing called a base former is put directly on the joists. And then your backer board for your tile goes up to that. And then you thin set and put your tile over it. So when people come in, they'll think the whole floor is at one level and it's entirely waterproofed. So let's say, you know, you were taking care of mom at home and you had some caregiver doors and you're, you know, helping her bathe. Well, even if water is coming out onto the bathroom floor, it's not an issue because the entire floor is waterproof, not just the quote unquote shower. And you'll see a lot of this, like I said, in Europe. I know years ago, wife and I are both Italian. We went to visit her grandfather, what used to be her grandfather's bathroom, which was literally about a 5-foot by 5-foot room with a shower head out of it, a wall-mounted toilet, and a wall-mounted sink. So the entire room was waterproof, right? It was all one space. And you'll see a lot more of this in Europe where or Asia, where they don't have as much room in many cases as we have in the bathrooms in the United States.
Right. Well, great. That was a great education on shower pants. Is there a system that's more friendly for people who want to DIY it?
Yeah, I would say, you know, either a low profile system or a shower pan that's pre-ramped. The wet room system, I would probably lean people away from who are DIYer because, you know, that requires, you know, cutting the subfloor, setting this pan. I think there's more technically involved with it. But with either a ramped pan, I know we have an industrial version of a ramped shower pan that comes in actually different colors. So it's actually pretty decorative, a bunch of different sizes. And it's kind of a strong base. So that one's very DIY friendly. And then the low profile pan, we have a stone low profile pan or a contemporary reinforced acrylic pan that they're both really DIY friendly. They're, you know, installed like any other shower pan, yet they have a lower curb, which makes them better for the, you know, for somebody who wants to age in place or needs an accessible solution.
Well, that's great. When it comes to the drain location, is there an impact to the type of pan needed?
Drains are, you know, while drains are not a sexy topic, and I actually literally wrote an article about shower drains, and I tried to make it interesting, believe it or not, sort of a Ripley's Believe It or Not moment.
I'm sure you
did. I tried my best. But anyway, when somebody calls and says, you know, oh, I've got a pan and it's 60 by 32. Well, that's a common size, but I would probably ask it, I'd say, oh, Janet, what's in there today? And if you said a tub, I'd say, oh, okay, we very likely can get you a standard pan because almost all tub drains are 8 to 9 inches off the left or right edge. So by you telling me there's a tub in there today in a 60-inch space, I'd be pretty confident standard will work. However, if you said, oh, I've got a 60-inch pan and, you know, the previous owner installed it in the basement, well, and it's in tile, that could mean that drain location could be anywhere because they could have worked with some existing drain and they didn't want to cut the floor. So in those scenarios, it's really important to know the drain location. So there would be two options in that. Let's say we take that example. It was in the basement and there was a concrete. You know, one option would be to cut the floor, which, you know, cutting the floor and then the concrete is not a fun experience, nor is it an inexpensive experience. So what can sometimes be less expensive, actually, is to get a custom shower pan. So a lot of times when people hear the word custom, you know, it sends chills up their spine. They think, oh, my God, custom. It's going to be a lot of money. Well, in many cases, getting a custom pan can be less expensive than the cost of moving the plumbing to make a standard pan work.
So, Mike, what about the drain location? Does that impact the type of pan that you use?
You know, Janet, one of the things people will overlook and at their own peril is where the drain is located. So, you know, if you had a home and let's say it was a tub, we were talking about this tub to shower conversion. If there's a tub in there today and it's a 60-inch space, I feel pretty comfortable you'll be able to use a standard pan because most tub manufacturers put the drain 8 or 9 inches off the left or right side. So it's likely going to be standard. However, if you told me, hey, Mike, this 60-inch space is in the basement and it's a tile shower that's down there and the previous owner put it in years ago, I'd be like, oh, okay, this may be standard. It may not, Janet. Here's what I need you to get. I need you to get the approximate location off the wall. How far out is it and how far from the back wall is the drain? So let's assume it was a custom drain. It was not. You couldn't get a standard pan with a standard drain location, which are made for standard replacements. In that case, you'd have two options. If it was in the basement, and let's say it was a concrete floor down there, you know, your options would be either to, you know, cut into the concrete, which is going to be expensive and not a very fun thing to do. Or secondly, you know, another option would be to get a custom pan. And I know, you know, when you use the word custom, people start to, you know, break out in hives, get worried about it, thinking, how much money is this going to cost me? Well, in many cases, a custom pan will save you on the cost of the labor of putting the drain in a different spot if you have to use a standard pan. So I would always recommend to people, if they do have a custom drain location, to look at the cost of not only the cost of the custom pan versus a standard pan, but look at the cost of the custom pan versus a standard pan plus the amount extra the plumber is going to charge you or the contractor is going to charge you to move the drain. And in some cases, you'll find the custom pan is going to be less expensive than the standard pan plus the labor to move the drain, the labor and materials to move the drain.
Right. So, and less of a mess too.
Yeah. And yeah. And right. Especially if it's in a basement or if it's upper floor, sometimes it's not as hard to move if it's in a frame location, but other times it can be because maybe the joists are running the wrong direction and it's going to be a little bit of work for, you know, for your crew to work around there.
Okay. What about using any type of wall panel system with the different types of pans? How do those two go together?
Right, right. So one of the things that worries people is they think, well, you know, if I use, let's say the panels we've been talking about, you know, do I have to choose a pan that your company has? Is it specialized? And the simple answer is no. And this would be true of wall panels and or tile. So in most cases, the key with the shower pan is that it's waterproofed where the shower pan meets the wall panels. And most shower pans have a what's called a flange or an area where the panels or the tile go inside of the flange. So water can't wick up behind the shower pan or heaven forbid, get underneath the shower pan, which could then be a problem where water could go below. So in most cases, whether you use a wall panel system or use tile, you know, you should have different options with the shower pan. So you aren't forced into using any manufacturer or supplier's shower pan with the wall panel system. But the key is just making sure that where they meet up is properly waterproofed.
Okay, great. What shower pans are simpler to maintain?
Yeah, so to me, what I would stay away from, and I'm literally dealing with this as I'm getting ready to actually redo my own bathroom. Finally, we had a tile shower that was put in by the original builder. It lasted pretty well, but eventually it failed. And actually, in the second floor, and we noticed you know a little bit of water coming in, you know, under where our kitchen's at. So I would stay away from, in general, tile pans. While tile shower pans can look nice initially, sometimes it's the eventually that gets you. Sometimes you'll deal with, especially if you have small mosaic tiles, you know, you can deal with a lot of, you know, just looks dirty or moldy and be difficult to maintain. And what people don't realize is the waterproofing of tile, whether it's a shower pan or the wall pan or the wall surrounds, is below underneath the grout. So the grout is not waterproof. So it is allowing moisture to get through there. And that's why there's different wall backer systems for tile to minimize the risk of, you know, of leaking, but you have to be more careful. So I would recommend going with things like either a solid surface shower pan, cultured marble, cultured granite shower pan, or a reinforced acrylic shower pan. You can do things like fiberglass pans. I don't love inexpensive fiberglass pans because sometimes they yellow or crack. So I'd stay away mm-hmm. from that. But I'd go with a shower pan while it's not the sexiest part of the installation. The reality of it is I tell people it's the foundation. So even if you had the most beautiful house on the block, Janet, if your foundation crumbled, you really have nothing, right? You've got a big problem is what you've got. So you want to make sure that the base is sturdy and it's got a good warranty and it's safe, right? So that it's not a surface that it's going to be slippery, you know, when, when somebody walks on that surface.
Yes, I personally experience my shower pan leaking when we first bought this house 3 years ago, and it was because my 9-year-old son decided to take a bath inside a shower. So he blocked the drain and he just let the water run and run and run. And even though there is, I think, about a 5-inch threshold in the shower area, it did come outside of the shower. Eventually, it leaked onto the first floor all the way down to the basement. And we could see the water running down the walls. And we had to, you know, call someone to come in with these huge fans and tear up the drywall and replace the ceiling. And it was a big mess. So,
yes. And he's still your son, was he placed? Okay, still. That's good. I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. Yes.
Exactly. And he was even surprised at what a mess he caused. He couldn't believe it himself.
It's too bad. Well, at least you can laugh about it today, but not three years ago.
Sure, no, and we hadn't even been here 2 weeks. So we were still moving stuff. And now we have contractors in the house and these huge fans blowing constantly for several days.
Yeah. Bummer.
Well, Mike, this was so informative. I learned so much about shower pans and wall panels. And it's so nice to know that there are other products out there that people can use that are not only cheaper, more dependable, have a lifetime warranty, are easier to clean, but they also look great, which is especially important to the baby boomer generation. You know, research shows that they want the same things that millennials want in a bathroom remodel. They especially want high-end finishes, and they can afford to pay for these high-end finishes. So there's no point in selling something that's ugly for the sake of safety, because people aren't going to go for it. But if you manufacture your products where they're beautiful and they're safe and they're dependable and they're low maintenance,
right?
Well, who's going to argue with that?
Right. I think you're looking for safe, simple, and stylish. And you really don't have to you don't have to have an ugly place to have a safe place. Now, it may take looking a little bit further than just the first person that shows you something, right? You may need to do a little more research, get on the internet, you know, read more articles and get information. But, you know, that I think is key is, you know, you can get safe, simple, and stylish. It is, these are not mutually exclusive adjectives.
Right. And where can people, if you can share your website and your contact information, because I'm sure that there are going to be many people that are interested in learning more about how they can buy your products or find a contractor that installs them.
Absolutely. And I will work with, whether it's, you know, me or my team, whether it's an individual homeowner, Janet, or it's, you know, occupational therapist that's looking for input and insights, or, you know, it's a assisted living facility, you know, looking for materials. It doesn't matter to us. We work with people of all project sizes. But anyway, as far as getting hold of me, you can either go to our site to see, it's called InnovateBuildingSolutions.com. So that's, it's long, InnovateBuilding, and then solutions.com. On the site, we really try to have more information about our stuff than anybody in the market. That's our goal, is to educate people. So on every webpage, and there's a webpage for these panels, there's a webpage for all sorts of different shower base options we've talked about today. But on every page, you'll find at least 6 or 7 articles about that subject. You'll find videos about that subject. And there's even a fun, if people want to put things together, there's a fun bathroom visualizer tool where people can go in and change the wall panels, the bases, the glass doors, the niches, the floor, the paint, the trim. You can change everything out and see what looks good together for you. And then we also will work with, we have a network of different accessible remodeling contractors that we've worked with across the United States, some of which it may, depending on what town somebody's in, may be able to help them. And our company will wholesale direct to people or to, you know, contractors or the trade. So as far as reaching me personally, somebody could go to Mike F, that just stands for Mike Foti, Mike F at InnovateBuildingSolutions.com. Or you could call me on my cell, that's fine as well, 216-310-1074. So yeah, be glad to help, and really appreciate, Janet, the opportunity to be on your podcast today. I know you're doing some great things in the OT area, and I appreciate some of the insights you've given to me on some of our topics already. So it's always good to learn from one another.
Well, thank you, Mike, for being with us today. And I hope you come back in the future and you can talk about another amazing product that you sell.
Absolutely. And I can hear more funny stories about your son. Probably by that point, you'll have some. I've got plenty. I've got three kids, so I may have even more than you have. So.
Okay. All right. Bye, Mike.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.